Raf Epstein.
Your unofficial history this Tuesday of Docklands. Sometimes it's a bit windy, sometimes it's a bit quiet, but there's a lot of waterfront that can often be spectacular. Did you ever have a dance at Docklands? Many of you, including Rel, vaguely recall going to raves at the docks back in the late 90s, early 2000s. People jammed in like sardines, sweating so much the condensation would drop from the ceiling like rain. I used to share cigarettes and even lollipops with perfect strangers. Eek! It makes my 44-year-old post-pandemic self shudder, yet smile at the memories. That's from Rel. Just on the partying, I saw Grace Jones fall off the stage after arriving 3 hours late to the famous dance parties there in the early 90s at Shed 14 at the Docklands. It's very sad the sheds are no longer there. So much history and characters erased, and it's so sanitised now. In fact, our city architect, Rob Adams, saying, that's one of the problems, we don't quite have the sheds. This great take on it, I did work experience at the ABC in 1997. It was a slow news day, but Docklands and the stadium was in the process of being built. It was suggested we get some file footage. Next thing I know, I'm flying in the chopper. The guy in the back is hanging out the door and we're shooting footage. Apparently work experience kids don't get to do that anymore. No, they don't. A more recent memory, Matt saying, I moved from a small country town to Docklands this time last year. Being right on the doorstep of the city was also a bit quieter and spread out, suited me. A quick walk or jumping on a tram gets you anywhere in the city. Head in the opposite direction, find somewhere nice and quiet to go for a run or walk along the water and look at some of the best views of the city. For this country boy, it was particularly good to go under the Balti Bridge, look back at the city and chill out during lockdowns. Did you know you could do this at Docklands? Hey, Raf, Docklands is the home of some of the most competitive dragon boat teams in the world. I'm the coach of the Yarra River Dragons. Ah, yes, our texter from Melinda, we had a chat to you. We're always recruiting, so come on down. And this delightful text from Roxanne and Wendy, who sent me the pictures for this with their stand-up paddleboards. We spent Saturday afternoon just gone at Docklands. It was absolutely beautiful paddling around, still very quiet. We paddled in from the Yarra, visited the library, then went on to tie our boards up at the Parks Vic pontoon. We call it valet parking. Walked up the ramp to one of the outdoor restaurants, had a lovely lunch, then paddled back under the Balti to head back up the Yarra. A perfect day at Docklands. Sounds like it really was. And that is just some of your unofficial history of the Docklands.